On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was August 6, 1956, a few days in between both the announcements of the nation's first interstate highways and start of construction. Granted, the interstate system is a federal project, born of a former president, but infrastructure is something closely watched and aided by the Missouri General Assembly. The first ideas for an interstate highway system predate the Second World War, with U.S. highways coming into existence fairly early into the 20th century. It was not only World War II, but travel through Germany that helped unfurl a plan that would take approximately 12 years to bring to fruition. When it was announced Missouri would be the starting point for the first interstate, it would then be learned the Show Me State would hold the same distinction for two such roads. After the announcement of construction for both I-70 and 44, the ribbon cutting would take place on August 13th. For the next 13 years, interstates would be built throughout our country, including Hawaii. Think about it. Since the 1930s, our state has a transportation department, which oversees all infrastructure development in Missouri. The fiscal year 2024 budget includes $1.4 billion to not only upgrade I-70, but also start the process of doing the same to I-44 and Highway 36 through North Missouri. Funding is possible thanks to lawmakers. This also features a $1.4 billion bonding proposal to finish these projects. August 6, 1956, date marking the approximate halfway point between the announcement of where the first interstates would be built and start of construction on I-44 and I-70 in Missouri, on this date in Missouri Senate history.